I saw the report from Reporters Without Borders. So this was a good news indeed for Burundi. But it's even a good thing that some organizations start to recognize that the way they have been portraying Burundi in the past was not appropriate. I saw that the assessment on the fact that the four journalists of Iwacu were set free at the end of last year. Let me recall that originally the four journalists were not arrested for the simple fact that they were journalists. Of course, this is not to spark unnecessary debate, but I want the listeners to know that the four persons committed an offense and were prosecuted and tried like any other citizen. So Burundi has always respected the freedom of the media. So it doesn't start today. Remember that when President Evariste Ndayishimiye met journalists and media professionals at the end of January this year, his slogan was, I quote, "Never without the media," end of quote. Let me say that media freedom is one of the concerns of the president and the government of Burundi.
While your government gets credit for the Iwacu press, if I were Reporters Without Borders, and I'd like for you to respond to this, I would want to hold on before giving you that much credit. On the one hand, I think the last time we spoke last month, your government was said to have asked Rwanda to stop Renaissance TV, Radio RPA, and Izamba Radio from broadcasting from Rwanda.
Let me put it again. The freedom of the press is one of the major concerns of the government of Burundi. Coming back to the decision of Rwanda last month to shut down some so-called media houses that became a nest of lies. As I said last month, this was a very good decision, wise decision, and Burundi has welcomed this decision, which was also legitimate. So, Reporters Without Borders and all the other organizations that claim to defend freedom of speech should also join all the other voices that are condemning those so-called media houses that have only been propagating lies and hatred using the territory of Rwanda.